Hello, everyone. Today is Tuesday, August 13th, 2019. Happy Full Moon Week, and welcome to Angel Navigation on International Angels Network. I'm your host, Diane Morgan, and I'm coming to you live from Texas. I do many things, and my life mission is being in service, in love, and I do this through energy healing and empowering others. I'm an angel therapy practitioner, an angel intuitive, and I'm also a spiritual teacher and coach. I do workshops and one-on-one guidance, as well as an ordained non-denominational minister, and I'm also a published author, and you can find my works on Amazon. And let's see, I would like to invite you now to start our show with a prayer. I am open to receive your guidance, dear angels. I am ready to heal any and all blocks that are preventing me from the birthright of happiness, prosperity, and love that I deserve. I ask that you send me signs and synchronicities to know I'm on the right path, to open my heart, to hear with my not only with my mind, but with the love that you surround me in. Amen. And I'd like to thank you all for listening to International Angels Network, the network that explores spirituality, metaphysical, and mystical topics, what some call the wacky and weird, but we're on a mission to create awareness in our discussions, and we talk about angels and spirit guides and signs from spirit, light language, fairies, the fairy realm, the divine, energy healing, and much, much more. And so, you know, we each walk our own path to the divine, and so that's why we love to have so many different modalities and share those with our listeners. And we also love introducing spiritual entrepreneurs and authors, and we are a live call-in show. And the last half of the show, we'll be taking your calls at 516-453-9162, and press 1. And I only press 1 once to get in the queue, and we'll be taking questions on topic with my special guest. But first, a few announcements. Now, our live shows are brought to you by Audible by Amazon, and you can get a free audiobook download today with a 30-day free trial, and you can cancel that at any time, and you get to keep the free product. And I believe they also now are offering meditations on the Audible, and that's at www.audibletrial.com/internationalangels, and we appreciate you supporting our online network. And also, tonight's show is sponsored by Unite in the Light, and that's with Susie Parrott and myself, featuring our online classes with the angels, and we'll continually be adding new classes, and then we invite you to visit our website and start your connection today. And that's at www.uniteinthelight.com. Now, tonight's show, we'll be discussing healing ancestral karma for greater freedom, health, and happiness with my special guest, shaman, healer, author, visionary, Ariane Thomas. Then Ariane will guide us through a meditation to connect with an ancestor. How cool is that going to be? So remember, we are a live call-in show, and we'll be opening the lines for questions the last half of the show. And if you're listening on Blog Talk, you can Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world, or join us in the chat room while we're live, and we do answer questions from the chat room. So if you miss any of our shows, you can catch our replays on Blog Talk. All of our shows are in the archives. And we're on YouTube, iHeartRadio, Stitchers, Blueberry, MyTuner Radio, Player FM, Google Play Music, TuneIn Radio, Radio Public, Podbean, and many others. And also, you can listen to us on your Alexa, Amazon devices. Now, let me tell you a little about my very special guest. Ariane is an entrepreneur with her own company, ancestral lineage clearing. She's an international healer, teacher, ceremonialist, speaker, shaman, hypnotherapist, and an ordained non-denominational minister. She is co-founder and a trustee of New Dream Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to healing and awakening the sacred feminine. You can find her website at arianthomas.com, and that's ArianThomas.com, and ancestrallineageclearing.com. She's on social media on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. And the best way for potential clients to reach her is at Arian@ancestrallineageclearing.com. And she's the best-selling author of Changing Our Genetic Heritage and Healing Family Patterns and Ancestral Lineage Clearing for Personal Growth. And I think you guys are really going to find this topic enlightening. So let's invite Arian to join us now. Hi, Arian.
Hello, Diane.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, I am so delighted to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. I'm glad that you're here, and we've got so much to discuss. And I'm one of those that, you know, I want to get as much information to our listeners as we can, so I say let's dive in. So tell us, what is ancestral lineage clearing?
Ancestral lineage clearing is a healing method whereby we go back and visit our ancestors and ask them to help us heal. And when we have a specific issue, such as prosperity or health or relationship issues or something, we go back to find the original ancestor who may have encountered this problem, and we ask them for healing and to change this pattern in our families and in our actual DNA. And that's what ancestral lineage clearing does.
So why is the healing ancestral karma so important at this time?
Well, if you look around the world, we notice that there is so much conflict and violence and unhappiness. And a lot of those conflicts go back generations, if not centuries. The conflict between North and South Korea, the conflict in the Middle East, the conflict among religions, and all of the wars in various tribal circumstances, those are not conflicts that started yesterday. They're conflicts that hold deep, deep ancestral wounds. And if we can resolve those ancestral wounds, then the level of violence, the level of conflict, and the irresolvable issues between peoples can be healed. And when they're healed, that allows room for compromise. It allows room for problem solving and solutions and happiness. You know, wouldn't it be nice if there weren't any conflicts in the world?
Oh, it'd be lovely. I dream of that world.
I think honestly, we all do.
Yeah, honestly.
I think
so,
we all do.
With more and more going on in the world today, then it's not only, or is it only our family of origin that we need to work on healing at this time? You know, my thought process is no, we need to be working on world healing.
Yes, and ancestral lineage clearing is part of our whole healing process. it's not the answer to everything, and it's not the single solution to everything. But what I know is that when we heal ourselves and we heal our families, that goes a long way to rippling out in the world and creating peace around us in our communities and in our regions and in our nations. And so if we do this to heal ourselves and our personal issues, because if we do this, then we can meditate and hold the whole world in peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can hold individuals in peace. We can hold the leaders of nations in peace.
Mm-hmm.
But peace always starts individually. It always starts within. And you know that. You've
right.
talked about that.
Right. And it's like what we're saying is it's like a ripple effect that
mm-hmm.
You toss a stone across the water and watch it ripple out. And, that makes perfect sense. So tell me, how did you become interested in clearing family patterns and ancestral karma? What led you to this?
Well, I've been working in the energy healing system for over 30 years. And I've done Reiki, I've done hypnotherapy, I've done crystal healing and healing with sound and light. And at one point in my life, I ran into a disaster. My family exploded because all of the deeply buried family secrets finally came out. And there was multi-generational sexual abuse in the family. And I had gotten hints of it, and a couple of my sisters had talked to me about it. But at one time, then someone said something, and there was a cascade effect, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you mean this happened to you, and this happened to you, and this happened to mom, and this happened to auntie, and this happened to uncle, and all of a sudden we had this huge blow up, and there was a lot of finger pointing, there was a lot of blame, there was a lot of denial, and everybody in the family was in chaos. And I've always been kind of the family peacemaker, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, Ariane, what do we do about this? Here, fix this. I want you to tell them this. I want you to tell them that. Oh, that can't possibly be true. And it was a nightmare because I felt helpless. There was nothing I could do. And so it was one of those dark nights of the soul that everyone talks about and we all go through that
mm-hmm.
I reached out to Spirit and said, please help me. There has to be something I can do about this because it was so traumatic for so many people in the family. And Spirit took me into this very deep meditation and showed me how to travel back in time to meet the ancestor where this whole issue arose. And I talked to the ancestor and said, look, this is what happened. And she went, oh, my God, I can't believe that this was the result of what we did here. Because there was a family curse that had been put mm-hmm. on the men in the family 450
mm-hmm.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is it rebounded. And it morphed into this whole abuse cycle. And I asked the ancestor, okay, how can we lift this curse? How can we change this so that no one in the family has to go through this again? And we did. And she was happy to do it. She was happy to help the family. She was happy to help all of her descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And I recognize that our ancestors love us. Our ancestors want us to be happy. They want to clear this karma that we've been carrying as burdens and wounds from generation to generation, and they're sitting there waiting for us to ask, because they can't help us unless we ask.
Of course.
So I went in and we cleared out this family curse, and since that time, the families come together, everyone is reconciled, there has been no further sexual abuse, there's been no physical abuse, and at one point I had a couple of nieces who were raped, there has been no rape and no sexual aggression that anyone in the family has encountered.
And I think people don't actually think about that this is something that's passed from generation to generation, the trauma of it, that it's in our DNA, that it's in our makeup. And isn't ancestral lineage clearing, this is an advanced healing technique, is it not?
Yes. People start out wherever they are and seek the healing that's most appropriate for them at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a trauma like sexual abuse, you need help. You need support. You may need therapy. You may need the help of other family members and friends to get past that initial trauma. Once that initial trauma is calmed down and you've done forgiveness work, you've done love and respect for the other, and you understand what has happened, that's when you need to be concerned about, is this going to continue? Is this going to continue in the family? Will somebody else be affected by this? And that's when we come in and we clear all that karma so that it never happens again. Not only to you, but when we shift it affects your children, your grandchildren, your cousins, your brothers and sisters, and other people in your family.
Right.
And I've worked with a lot of clients who come from a background of sexual abuse, and in a lot of instances, other people in their family have been subjected to it. Their children were the subject of sexual abuse. Or rape, and they wanted to stop it in their tracks.
Right.
And our ancestors are sitting there going, let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me help you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what kind of issues are considered family patterns or family karma that the ancestral lineage clearing deals with? Other than the sexual abuse, what kind of family patterns do you see?
Well, I see a whole gamut of things. One of the first things that people think of when you think of family issues are health issues.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, oh, my mother had heart disease. My father was a diabetic. My grandfather had cancer. My grandmother has Alzheimer's, and I'm afraid that I'm going to get this. Or I have this health issue, and everyone in my family has it, or it's come from my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, and I want to stop this now. And I have dealt with issues like heart disease and cleared up heart disease in the family. I have cleared high blood pressure, diabetes, blood sugar issues, arthritis, autoimmune diseases, the kinds of things that scientists used to say were inherited genetically that we know now aren't. And I've also had clients who've had generations of poverty issues in their family. I had one woman who was the fourth generation to declare bankruptcy in her family. Her great-grandfather had made this fortune, and then it was all wiped out. Her grandfather made three fortunes, lost one in the Depression, lost another to embezzlement, lost another to a bad partner, and then her parents made poor business decisions. They lost their business. She had a multi-million-dollar business that was totally wiped out. And she came and said, what can I do? I don't want this to happen anymore. This has been going on and on and on. And we got the ancestors to help her. And within a year, she built her business up very successfully and became the number one producer in her company. It also works on emotional problems such as relationship problems. I had a woman come to me whose family had a history of all of the men in the family leaving the family before the children were ever grown up. The women had married soldiers and sailors, truck drivers, alcoholics, and they'd hang around for, you know, 5 or 10 years, and there were 2 or 3 children, and then they were either killed in the war, lost at sea, ran out on the family, or were so lost in addiction that they were no longer available. And we went back and talked to the ancestor and found out what had happened, and it's like, oh, we don't have to do this anymore. We can have loving, committed, wonderful partners that will enjoy their children and love to stay and raise them. I also deal with people who come to me who don't know how to continue their success in their life. They hit a certain point in their business or a certain point in their job, and they get stopped by limitations, by their beliefs and limitations. And this is a pattern that happened over and over again, and we can release those patterns. So when I talk to clients, I ask them first, what's the most troubling thing in your life? And then they tell me, and I say, okay, did anyone else in your family have this issue? And if they say no, well, then I know we don't need ancestral lineage clearing. We may need a karma release. We may need a soul retrieval. We may need some clearing. But if they say that, oh, yeah, you know, my dad always had this. Oh, yeah, grandma had this. Oh, yeah, all my brothers and sisters do the same thing. That's when we know it's genetic.
So how does a person discover what the family pattern is that needs to be cleared? Is that just within the conversation with you that you sit there and you talk about these different things, and that is your, you know, this, they're showing me a light bulb in my head, so it's kind of like a light bulb goes, and it's like, okay, this is what the pattern is that we need to be working on?
Actually, I find that when most people come to me, they have a pretty clear idea. I mean, you know what has gone on in your family that doesn't work.
Right.
You may come from a family that's very successful but has terrible relationships. Or you may come from a family that has great relationships, you can make money, you have a good business, but health issues always crop up and always seem to stop you. So we have a general idea of what our family issues are because we grew up with them.
Right.
We grew up with seeing mom and dad have these issues. Grandma and grandpa were doing the same kind of thing. And it's when they start showing up in our lives or in our children's lives that we know that this is something that we need the ancestors' help on.
Yeah. So does this really change the karma and heritage that we carry from our ancestors from hundreds of years ago?
Yes. I have talked to some people that say, oh, but you can only go back 7 generations, or you can only go back 10 generations. I have taken clients back thousands of years, to Egyptian times, to Babylonian times, to caveman times,
mm-hmm.
for these really deep-seated issues that keep cropping up in the family. And
mm-hmm.
so time and space is an illusion. I mean,
right.
Einstein said that in the 20s and 30s, and physics nowadays knows that.
Right.
And we know we can change genetic patterns. When I first started doing this work, I ran into a lot of skeptics. And Diane, I'm sure you run into a lot of skeptics.
Oh,
in
every
your
day
work
still.
Too,
right.
You talk to angels.
Yeah.
Oh, don't give me. Claudia talks to fairies. Oh,
you get that little look. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
And my kids say, Mom, years back they would have put you in a white jacket in a padded room. And I'm like, yeah,
right.
But my world would be a happy place. So there you go.
Exactly. And that's how, I never quite felt that way, but it's like I know people were looking at me that way when I told them what I did.
Uh-huh.
And then in the last 15 years, what we found out is there's an actual scientific basis for this. And it's the science of epigenetics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And see, I firmly believe that science, religion, and spirituality were all supposed to work together. That
Absolutely.
Somehow this was all supposed to merge and work together to better humanity. And it's just now happening after how many thousands of years?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's part of the awakening of the sacred feminine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that with this new cycle that we're in after 2012,
okay.
when the masculine cycle is on the wane and the feminine is reawakening,
mm-hmm.
we are now moving into an era of balance between the masculine and the feminine. And that means a balance between science and spirituality
mm-hmm.
and healing and religions, so that everything comes together as a whole the way it was meant to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, getting back to we're clearing up the heritage from our ancestors from hundreds of years ago. So what happens when the energy shifts? How does that translate into change in the person's life? And does it affect, does it ripple down, as we were talking about earlier, and affect all the members of the family?
Yes, it does. Let me give you a specific example. We had heart disease in our family, and my mother died of a heart attack. My father had some heart issues. My grandfather died of a heart attack. And when one of my younger sisters was 48, she had a massive heart attack that almost killed her. 2 years later, she had another one. My brother has 4 stents in his heart. And I had a niece in her 20s who was having difficulties with her triglycerides and her cholesterol level, classic pre-heart disease symptoms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I went, we can't do this anymore. I mean, this is just not right. So I did a karma clearing, an ancestral lineage clearing on it. And
mm-hmm.
we went back to the ancestor who died of a broken heart. And that's
oh.
how it came down to the family. Yeah.
Mm.
His village was overrun and slaughtered. His wife and his children were killed. And he just didn't want to live anymore. And so he just let his heart break. And that's how it came down in the family. So I cleared this issue. Now, it doesn't clear up tomorrow. I mean, if you have some really deep-seated physical issues, it takes a while. My sister was on medication for a long time. It has now been 8 years since her heart attack. I think she's on one medication. I think she may be on a blood thinner. And she and her doctor, her cardiologist said, "Oh, you're fine. Come see me once a year just so we can check on you to make sure you're okay."
Mm-hmm.
And she was cleared. Now, the other thing we need to
look at. I'll be calling you tomorrow, darling.
Okay. The other thing we need to look at is everyone has free will.
Right.
My brother, and I didn't tell my brother I was doing this, but, you know, my sister said, "Hey, Gordon, are you feeling better?" And he said, "Oh, I don't believe in that woo-woo stuff. Leave me alone." And after they put his last stents in his heart, you know, he was really good about his diet and exercising and not smoking and not drinking for about 3 months. And then he went, "Okay, I'm good. I'm good." So he went back to his old lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they put the last two stents in his heart.
Uh-huh.
That was about 2 years later. And then my sister's doing good. My niece's, all of her symptoms cleared up. No one else in the family was having any heart issues. And they were eating well. They were exercising. They lowered their stress. And all of a sudden, he started his garden and was growing organic food. He started getting more social. He exercised. He was walking. And what do you know? He's fine. Mm-hmm. He's not on any medication. His heart issues have cleared up, and he's taking care of himself, and no one said anything to him.
Yeah,
he said he didn't want to hear it. He said he didn't, and it's like, okay. But everyone around him was changing their life, getting healthier, getting better, and he just picked it up on his own,
mm-hmm.
and he's doing fine now. He's doing
fine. That's amazing. And we always seem to run out of time, and we're over half past the hour.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. But, Ariane, you have a few events and offers, plus a bonus package for our listeners. Would you like to tell us about those and how they can get them?
Sure. I always like to give people something that they can look at, explore, move more deeply into this process, because I truly believe it's a life-changing process. And so I'm offering a free copy of my first book, Healing Family Patterns, Ancestral Lineage Clearing for Personal Growth. Along with that, I have two PDFs, you know, short things that won't take you days to read, on changing your genetic heritage and three simple steps to better health and healing, and also a $50 coupon that will give you a reduction for a private session with me. And they can get those gifts at ancestrallineageclearing.com/healing-gifts. And I'll put that link in the comment section, too.
Awesome.
And
I was going to say, you also have a newsletter that they can sign up for.
I have a newsletter. You can sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get some free gifts when you sign up for the newsletter. And just go to ancestrallineageclearing.com, and there's a link there. And I do monthly blogs. I give you announcements, discounts on events and things that I'm doing. And so we'd love to have you sign up for the newsletter. And the other thing is, if there's any healers on the line, and that includes family healers too, just not professional healers, if anyone's interested and learning how to do this work, I love to teach this because I want everybody to be healthy, happy, free, and move into their love and joy in this lifetime, I'm teaching a class on ancestral lineage clearing. And the class is in San Diego on September 13th through 15th. And I'm also offering a $200 coupon off the class if you register before Saturday, August 18th. So if you'll go to the website under training and programs, you can see that and get the link to the class, and I would love to have you join me in San Diego.
Awesome. And Evianne has a special treat for us, and she's going to guide us in a meditation where you can meet an ancestor and ask for a message. So while you guys get comfortable, I'll give a few announcements, and then she'll lead us in the meditation. And then we'll open our lines at 516-453-9162. And remember to press 1 time to get in the queue. Some people press 1 over and over, and that takes you out of the queue, puts you in the queue. So it's like you're playing seesaw. So Adrienne will answer questions on family patterns, how to identify them, what can be cleared, how it will affect you and your children and your grandchildren and other family members. But first, tomorrow, Wednesday, August 14th at 6 p.m. UK time and 1 p.m. Eastern, listen to Angelic Light with host Susie Parrott. And this will be a podcast show entitled Living in Gratitude. And then Thursday, August the 15th at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific is Co-Creating Love with Andre Bello. And his show is entitled From Competition to Co-Creation, Overcoming Jealousy, with a guided meditation and free mini readings. And then Friday, August 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, we have a special episode, and this will be with our producer and founder, Claudia Ibarra, our Monday night host, Shishi O'Donnell, and myself, and our special guest is celebrity psychic lawyer Mark Anthony. And it will be an evening with spirit, and we'll open our lines, and you can get free readings with Mark. And then Sunday, August 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern is Mystical Connections with Claudia Ibarra. And we apologize that we're having to reschedule that show, and the date and time will be announced in some of the upcoming shows, and that is with special guest Charlene Castoronas. And then our Monday night show, Divine Guidance, is on hiatus until October the 7th. And join me back here next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. That will be August the 20th with Master Palmistry with Myrna Lou Goldbaum. And Myrna will explain palmistry and soulmates. That's a heck of a concept. So I want to say thank you to everyone that emailed me copies of your palms. The first three received have been forwarded to Myrna, and she will read them on air next week. And then also I wanted to mention, if you haven't visited our website, go to internationalangelsnetwork.com, and you can find all kinds of information there. You can send me messages there, drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you and ask any questions about our shows or more work with me. I'd be honored. And I thank you for the opportunity. So, Ariane, if you're ready for the meditation, do you want me to start a little music?
Yes, that would be lovely.
All right.
Now, get comfortable and take a deep breath and let go of all of the tension and stress and chatter of the day. And I'd like you to visualize stepping into a pool of water, cool, clear water, with this lovely waterfall. And step under the waterfall and have the golden white light of the sparkling water flow over you, clearing and cleansing your energy field, resting and relaxing you, and let go of all tension and stress and excess energy. feel this waterfall flowing over your head and arms, down your torso and legs, and flowing all of this excess energy into the pool of water at your feet, and let it flow away so that Mother Earth can take this energy and convert it into neutral energy that she can use wherever it is needed on the planet. Feel yourself being refreshed, relaxed, and at ease, and step out of the waterfall onto the mossy bank. And I want you to walk over to a beautiful place that you love. Perhaps it is a place you've been to, or it may be only a place you've gone to in your meditation. But walk into this beautiful place and see the blue sky above you with white fluffy clouds, and birds are singing, and there's a warm breeze caressing your cheek with a fragrance that's sweet and lovely. And look around and let your eyes rest on greenery. And as you look, you can see wildflowers in your favorite colors surrounding you and hear the rustle of small animals in the undergrowth. Now look around your favorite place and you will see a stand of trees. Walk over to the trees and you will find a path. And begin walking along this path, smelling the crunch of leaves underfoot and their fragrance. And as you continue walking down this path, you begin to hear the sound of running water. And the sound of running water becomes stronger as you walk along until you come to another clearing where you see a stream. And you know that this is the time stream, and this is your destination. But before you go over there, sit down at the base of a tree and take off your shoes and your socks, if you have any on, and then walk back to the stream. You will notice that there are two currents in the stream. One current carries you downstream into the past, and another current carries you upstream into the future. And know that you now want the downstream current. And at this time, think of a question you would like to ask one of your ancestors. A question that may relate to something in your life, question that may relate to something in the family. Would you like an answer to a healing question, a financial question, a relationship question? Fix that question in your mind and ask for the ancestor who can help you the most and give you a message to be drawn to you. And step into the downstream current and lie on your back on a raft and let that current begin to carry you gently downstream. And feel the years and the decades flowing by. Feel your ancestor calling to you, calling your heart, your mind, and your spirit, as the current swiftly carries you to the exact time and place you need to go. And as you approach that right time, the current begins to slow, and it comes to a stop on the bank of the stream. And you stand up and shake off in your dry, and you walk up the bank of the stream. And there you see your ancestor. And your ancestor is waiting for you, because they want to talk to you and answer your questions. If you don't see your ancestor, just continue walking and look around. Your ancestor may be waiting for you just right around the corner. Move in whatever direction you are drawn. Follow the path. Follow your heart, and you will meet your ancestor. And relax and breathe. Trust that your ancestor is there, and your ancestor will speak to you. So be calm and easy and speak with your ancestor. And now I will be silent for a couple of minutes and let you talk to your ancestor. Ask your questions and let your ancestor give you a message. I will be back in just a couple of moments. And now, thank your ancestor for the message that you have received. Thank him or her for letting you visit and for making this heart connection. And walk away and go back to the time stream. And if you're not quite finished yet, you can stay there for a little while and then come back. But if you're finished, when you stand on the bank of the stream, set your intention to come back to this time and place. And then step into the upstream current and lie on your back on the raft and let the raft carry you forward in time. As the current carries you upstream, and the years and the decades flow by as you are being drawn back to this time and place, easily, swiftly, calmly, being drawn back to your home, to your body, to where you are, and as you approach this time and place, the current will slow until it comes to a stop on the bank of the stream. And you get up off your raft and shake off, and you're automatically dry, and walk up the bank of the stream. And there you see your shoes and your socks, if you had any, at the base of the tree. So go over and sit down and put on your shoes and socks. And then stand up and walk back along the path that you reached the stream. Hearing the crunch of leaves underfoot and smelling their fragrance, winding through the shadows of the tree until you come to your beautiful place. With the blue skies overhead and the fluffy clouds and the birds singing with that warm breeze caressing your cheek and wildflowers all around you and greenery. And now we are going to come back to this time and place with three deep breaths. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. And on the first breath, bring your energy in from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, call your energy back to you and feel it flowing into this body in this time and place. So breathe in. On the second breath, feel the air around you. Smell the fragrances. Hear the sounds. Feel this time and place grounding you, bringing you home at ease, at rest, and breathe in. And on the third breath, feel your skin and your clothes. Feel the chair underneath you, Mother Earth underneath your feet. Ground deeply into the earth so that you are fully and completely in your body and back home, and breathe in and out once again. And now we are back. Diane, did you meet your ancestor?
Yes, I met one. I did.
Okay.
I did. Actually,
good.
I met an indigenous chief that was sitting there. Yeah. That was quite.
Did you have a good conversation?
We did. We did.
Terrific.
Thank you. Thank you. And he did answer a question that I had on something within my life. And,
yes.
Wow.
They're always willing to help us.
Yes. Yes, they are. I know I found it. Let me tell everybody we have time for a couple of calls if anyone would like to ask a question. We have several people listening, but nobody is pushing one, so don't be shy, guys. Push one if you'd like to ask a question. But when you were talking earlier about the curse on the family, and I find that quite interesting as well, because that was going on in my family many years ago, that there was a curse. And I was the one who discovered it, and I always felt that that was part of my mission coming in this lifetime, was to break this 100-year curse that was on the men in my family. So that just really spoke to my heart when you were talking about that. I was like, guys, this is real. This is true. You know, having firsthand experience, I can attest to that. So, but I also wanted to get you to talk for a few minutes. We've got about 5 minutes. I especially enjoyed Chapter 6 in Changing Our Genetic Heritage, where you talk about the patterns and all of the things that have happened in our world that we don't even realize affect us, like the world wars and poverty and, you know, prejudices. And there were just so many things in there that I was like, people don't even realize that these things actually affect our lives and through generations. You know, if you had, like, think of it this way, you know, my parents both lived through the Great Depression. Our pantry was always full with multiple cans of all these different foods. And I just thought that everybody was like that. And one day, as you know, as an adult, I asked my mom, why? And she said, she didn't know. She said, I guess because I lived through the Depression and we did not have that. We, you know, we couldn't afford it. We didn't have it. We went hungry. And so she always made sure that we had so much food in the pantry that it just kind of blew my mind. And those are things that I think that you're talking about that we don't even think of, that those patterns are passed down to us.
Absolutely. Yes. And those of us living today have this history of this worldwide depression that was relentless. And people hung on to things They grabbed things and they held on, because if you didn't hold on, you were never going to get it again. I mean, your shoes lasted forever. I mean, you put cardboard in them when they had holes. You replaced the cardboard. You mended your socks and your shirts and your dresses, because you were never going to get another one, because no one else had anything either. And so we come from this mindset of scarcity. There's a fear in the back of our heads that's not based in reality. I've never gone hungry, I'm going to knock on wood here, for any length of time. And but I remember ages ago, before I started doing my work, that there was always this underlying fear that whatever I had was going to be taken away, and I could never get it again. And that's something that a lot of people live with. The other thing that most of us live with is a powerlessness, a lack of self-worth, because we've come from civilizations that have enslaved us. We are the generations, we have a heritage of slavery, of serfhood, of serfdom, of subjugation. We were servants, we were slaves, we were oppressed, we were the lower class. We never had any power over our lives. And so we walk around with this sense of powerlessness that we don't know where it came from. I mean, nobody told us, I don't know, some people told us, well, you can't do that. What do you think? Why do you think you can do that? It's like the universe loves us. The universe wants to give us everything we want.
Right.
And if we don't think we can do it, well, the universe isn't going to give it to us. But if we know in our hearts that we don't have to live under someone's thumb, we don't have to live with someone else's power, we don't have to live with their oppression, we free ourselves.
Right.
And if we free ourselves from fear, the fear of hunger, the fear of pain, the fear of loss of love, of disappointment, of heartbreak, of the fear of disease, then we are free to create whatever life we want, because the universe is here to give us what we desire.
Right. Right. And those are the same messages in the angel teachings that I do. You know, the angels tell us, take back your power.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, we are just about out of time, Ariane, and it's been a pleasure having you with us.
It's been lovely, Diane.
Yes, it has just been. We could talk for hours, I see.
Yes,
so
I think we
thank
could.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Join me back here next week. Until then, I'm sending you all so much love and blessings of healing light on angel wings. Have a great week. Good night, and God bless everybody. Good night, Ariane.
Good night, Diane. And good night to all of our listeners.